with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The governor of Iowa is sending helicopters to a small town to evacuate people from flooded homes. Rock Valley Mayor Kevin Van Otterloo.
We've been going in with tractors. We've been going in with boats. We've been trying to get the people out as best we could, and we do have two helicopters from the National Guard that the governor ordered in.
National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says more than 100 million people are suffering from hot weather elsewhere in the country.
We've got about just under 15 million under an excessive heat warning, and then over 90 million under a heat advisory. So you add those two up, and it is over 100 million people across the country under some sort of heat advisory or warning today.
So. U.S. aircraft carrier in South Korea now for a three-way exercise with Japan Rear Admiral Christopher Alexander. He's commander of the Carrier Strike Group 9.
The timing of the exercise, it has been well planned out. This was not meant to be a message. It's not in response to Russia and North Korea coming together. Our alliance, we have worked together for well over 70 years. This is one exercise that is continuing to strengthen our relationship.
The president of the Teamsters Union has agreed to speak at the Republican National Convention next month. More on that from George Williams.
Former President Donald Trump says on Truth Social that Sean O'Brien has accepted his invitation to speak at the RNC in Milwaukee. Mr. Trump is working to build support with organized labor in this year's campaign. Blue-collar workers helped deliver his 2016 victory, but a solid majority backed Biden in 2020.
That is George Williams. And former President Trump continues to dominate in the polls. According to several new surveys, the former president has a major advantage over President Joe Biden. This is SRN News. Turkey has expelled nine Christian missionaries.
The country's highest court has ruled that the men and women will have to go because their efforts to spread the gospel constitute a, quote, national security threat. Turkey has expelled nearly 200 foreign missionaries since 2018 under draconian new national security laws. Critics say it's all about President Erdogan's campaign to make Turkey more overtly Muslim. He's also been converting churches into mosques. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Florida public school employee faces firing because she allowed her son, who's living as a girl, to play on the girls' high school volleyball team. An anonymous tipster at Monarch High School notified a Broward County School Board member that the 16-year-old boy was playing on the girls' team. That is a violation of a state law barring males from playing on female sports teams or using female restrooms and locker rooms. The board has been scheduled to vote on the topic this month. This is SRN News. Jackie Quinn reports on a new set of research studies that find sleep apnea may be helped by an anti-obesity drug on the market.
Sleep apnea is a dangerous disorder in which people snore and struggle to breathe when they're sleeping. The research found people who took tirzepatide, the active ingredient in Zepbound, had 40% fewer episodes per hour in which their breathing slowed or completely stopped as they slept. Eli Lilly says it has applied to the Food and Drug Administration to expand the use of the drug for sleep apnea, which affects an estimated 20 million Americans. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump sent to speak to a group of politically influential evangelicals today. They are calling on him to be even more opposed to abortion. More on these stories at srnnews.com.